What's up over there, man?
I'm still laughing from the first time you tried to start this podcast.
And I just basically just kind of like yelled a bunch of nonsense in the mic.
I think you barked.
I was kind of hoping that it would come out as a word.
And it just, I think you just went woof.
Yeah. And it just, I was just like, you know, Jesus, do something with this.
Yeah, but it sounded like one word.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump into it. We're continuing the conversation about parenting, mm-hmm. right? And the struggle, not the struggle, I guess, my thoughts on it. But today I want to talk to the dudes, I guess. I think for the dudes and maybe the ladies. We have a lot of ladies subscribers as well, mm-hmm. so maybe it would help you ladies out and trying to figure out how does the mind of a man work. I don't know.
Yeah, because we know
everything. We know everything about... You mean everything as in...
Just everything. Blanket statement.
We as in you and me or we as in men?
Combined. You and I.
And men. Know everything.
All of humanity.
Oh my gosh. This is the worst. I think we should just start all over again. No, we'll continue. Okay. We'll continue. All right,
So basically, so far, what you need to
disregard everything we just said.
Other than the fact that we know everything.
No, we do not know anything.
Okay, fine.
We don't know anything.
Fine.
This is the struggle with putting podcasts and putting content out there because you don't know if anybody cares. And you're constantly second-guessing yourself. I mean, that's the hardest thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's trying to figure out, or we're going to do this podcast, we're going to spend this energy, mm-hmm. and no one cares.
Yeah. Do you guys care about us?
Right.
It's the Michael Scott quote. He's like, it's not that I need to be liked, it's that I want to be liked.
Yes. The Office is amazing. All right. So let's jump in to today's conversation about dadhood or manhood or something like that.
Yeah.
So you were asking me like... the conversation about you know, like, what does it mean to be a man? Not that you're asking
Naeem,
me that.
What does it mean to be a man? I remember I said that.
Let me tell you all the things. No, I think it's connected to a lot of things. The one story in scripture that radically changed my view about me as a guy, me in connection to being a dad and then being a son, the identity that I have, that I exist with, like the what I believe, like if I were to say this is who Naeem Fazel is, it's so connected to not just, hey, this is what scripture says of me, and, you know, I am who you say I am, mm-hmm. which is great, which is, I believe that. But it's so much more. Mm-hmm. It's so much more. Like, because with again, just talking about guys, and not that it's not true about ladies as well, but the guys, I mean, what we do is so much wrapped up in who we are. It's just, you can't deny it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if we're killing it in the stuff, in all the things that we do, mm-hmm. then we inside are internally loving who we are.
Yeah.
You know? And for us, it's tough to go the other direction, right? We love who we are, so we're killing everything we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's
easier to like find your success and then find like happiness in yourself than it is to
find
success because of the happiness
right.
in yourself.
So okay. and so we are born with that. We grow up with that. We have society that ingrains that in us, and then even with parents and dads, other father figures in our life. I mean, it's that. It's like you're killing it on all the things you're doing, and all the things you've done, and all the things you've accomplished, and because of that. You're killing it as a person, mm-hmm. you know? And so we hear phrases like, you know, man, you've made us so proud today. Or, you're going off and to college or whatever. And hey, make us proud, you know? And man, thanks for making us proud. And that's, you know, that you just got to stop, you know, and go, hold up. So
So if I don't do this,
it's not happening. So you're proud. You're not proud now, but we're gonna get there somehow. I gotta make it happen. And not that parents would say that, but right. I think there is a connection to it. So going back to the scriptures, there's a story where Jesus gets baptized by John. And it's kind of a strange story because if you ever read it, you know that John has an issue with it a little bit. He's baptizing people, and so he's preparing the way for Jesus, mm-hmm. and he's baptizing people, and then you got Jesus himself coming in, yeah. and he goes, "Hey, you know, I want you to baptize me," and he's like, this is getting so weird here yeah. because I'm preparing the way for you.
You're the guy.
You are the guy. Like, you baptize everybody.
Yeah.
Like, not just with water, but with fire. Like as in, you know, a brand new thing. Like, mm-hmm. you're giving them life. You're doing something not just for us, but for this world, but for the universe. I mean, you're doing everything. You're doing something, but yet you want to do this act. Like, why would you want to do that, mm-hmm. you know? So anyways, if you know the story, he does get baptized, mm-hmm. right? John baptizes him. He comes out of the water, and then there's a scene that takes place. The Spirit of God comes upon him. I mean, that's the best way that the writers could describe that. And then you got that maybe looked like a dove that mm-hmm. would come and sit. They're talking about peace. I don't know if there was haze or music. I'm not quite sure. Maybe
definitely probably. Laser lights.
Laser lights. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Confetti guns.
Yes, confetti guns. Right, maybe. But the one thing we do know is, which is seemingly odd in terms of when you read the entire New Testament stories about Jesus, is that at that moment you see the writer saying, and then there was a voice from heaven, mm-hmm. and it started talking, and it was. Said it out loud. So it wasn't like God telling Jesus in his heart something, or them praying, or God talking to Jesus. I mean, sorry, Jesus talking to God, or that. No, no. Right, this right. was like to everyone.
Yeah.
And let me read this to you. So it's found, you know, in Matthew chapter 3. And the whole incident is like verses 13 to 17. And so we basically we pick it up, and it says, in that moment, the skies opened up, and the God Spirit, you know, comes down, looked like a dove descending and landing on him. And along with that, the Spirit, there was a voice, and this is what it said. "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life." Now, this is the message translation mm-hmm. Of that passage. But if regardless of where you or how you read that, there's something, this is the essence of it. The Spirit of God comes and says, "This is my Son." And some translation says, who I'm well pleased with," mm-hmm. or "I'm proud of him," or, you know, either way, there is a affirmation of love, of support. And in this translation, it says, "You're chosen, marked by my love. You're the delight of my life." Mm-hmm. And it's one of those moments that I think that it's kind of like an embarrassing moment where, you know, where like a father and son.
Dad.
You're right. You know, why are you saying this? Because it's out in public. It's not personal. It's public. Mm-hmm. And it is personal, but it's personal and public. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? We're not personal private.
Right.
It's personal public. And so he tells them all, tells yeah. everybody. And I don't know what Jesus is thinking. He's like, "Okay, but I know this." Like, I know this, right?
Yeah. He's like, "Same."
Right. Yeah. I love you too, Dad. You know, it's like the awkward, you know.
Ditto.
Yeah. And what's profound about this is that when this happens, so the story, he does this, and then right after that is the instance that, again, if you know the scriptures, you have heard this. And if you don't even know the scriptures, you've probably heard the story. And the story about Jesus being tempted by Satan. Mm-hmm. And the idea about that is Jesus goes to the desert 40 days, 40 nights. He is without food. Mm-hmm. He encounters the devil, and the devil offers three things to him. Mm-hmm. You know, it offers him sustenance or fame, an easy way out, glory. And Jesus comes at him with scriptures, you know, and the famous line is, it is written. And then Jesus quotes, mm-hmm. you know, it is written. And people make shirts out of that, you know, it's the big thing. And the big idea there is, and at least when I was, you know, getting into my faith here, learning about Christianity, it was, this is how you resist the devil.
It is written.
It is written. You do it with God's word, mm-hmm. you know? And again, Jesus was quoting the Torah.
Right.
Right? Jewish. You know, Old Testament, mm-hmm. not New Testament,
right.
obviously. Yeah. So, I mean, the idea was like, you know, this is how you do it with the word. And then now that we have the New Testament, people believe that if you rebuke or come against Satan by God's word, mm-hmm. And I think what we miss there is that it is not necessarily quote unquote God's word that did it. It is the knowledge of it. Mm. It's the knowing of it. See, sometimes what we do is, and people do this, especially in you know, in modern Christianity, or what we've been used to, is we mistake God's word as a book of spells. So it's like, you say this, and then you have to, you know, make sure, like with right. Harry Potter, you gotta
mix it.
You gotta say it right.
Right.
So you gotta say it in Jesus' name. It is written. Like, you have to do this right.
Yeah.
And then boom, demons yeah. get repelled, or the you know, or miracles happen yeah. and things happen. It's like
Huh? Depending on the kind of demon,
right.
you have to sometimes say it with an accent.
Oh, like, for sure.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And that's like certain kind of demons.
Get exactly. Cast and then, away. And people even focus on like the word, the name Jesus. And what's really, I mean, it's comical. It's sad though, because that's English. That's not even Aramaic yeah. or Hebrew or Greek. That's just English. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, you got to say it. But it's English. Like, okay, anyway. So, yeah. Again, the big idea is the scriptures are not a book of spells.
Yeah.
It's not about how to correctly say God's word. It is about how to deeply believe God's
yeah.
word and know God's character that makes all the difference. So going back to the story, Jesus goes after this moment, and then he gets tempted, mm-hmm. and he says, it is written, all that. But the big idea there, and obviously the story is that Jesus is victorious and he doesn't get tempted. The big idea there is that we've learned before is like, oh, Jesus, you know, killed it because he knew all these things he needed to know. And no, I think it's connected to his identity and who he was. And I think as men, like, for us to resist the temptation to be anything less than we are called to be, for us to resist the temptation when life, society, opportunity gives us this opportunity, gives us a chance to get some glory really fast, or to sustain our own selves, or to be in control, or to have power. I mean, all the temptations, if we want to kill it in different arenas, if we want to kill it in like all the things we do, mm-hmm. then it actually starts with who we are first. Yeah. Because if you just back up the tape, basically you go from temptation all the way to baptism story of Jesus, and then you just hit rewind, pause, press play, and it starts with, this is my son, chosen and marked by my love, the delight of my life. See, Jesus, I'm just going to say, had to be reminded by his dad that before you do anything else, man, you're chosen, you're marked by my love, you're the delight of my life. Like, he was like, hey, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah, because in our, like, minds, it would make sense to put that after he resists temptation.
Of course.
To have God come.
Right. Make us proud,
upon
right?
him and right. say, you just made me so proud. Like, you yeah. just graduated from college and you made me so proud. Right. You know what I mean?
You're killing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, by the way, before you do any of this, before you do the whole walking on water, before you heal all these people and save all these lives, before you go to the cross, I mean, why not do it after the cross?
Yeah.
No, before you do anything, hey, I just want you to know, you make me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, you know, going back to that, it's like Jesus, the adult man, in that moment became the child.
Yeah.
It's like, and dad just became dad. It's like, hey, son. It's like son, the adult, or son, the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, son. Hey. You make me so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of who you are. Man, you are marked by my love. Like, everything about you, I love. Everything about you, I love. You don't have to do anything to make me proud, to make me love you more. You don't have to do anything. See, that kind of identity, I mean, if every guy knew that, man, we would live different lives.
Mm-hmm.
We would not waste so much time and effort and anxiety and supplements on trying to prove that we are someone to be loved and to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would just know we are. And just imagine, if you're a guy who knows this, then what kind of dad will you become?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of reminds me, in the last episode we mentioned, you know, you raise your kids and you understand that you have longer with them as adults.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like you just, you know, by describing that the way you did, it's almost like God had that mindset with Jesus. Like, I need to treat him in a way that I know I'm going to have eternity with him.
Mm.
And I need to let him know now, so that when he's here with me, he knows that I don't just love him because he's here now and he's in heaven with me.
Right.
I love him while he's in the midst of, like,
right.
pain and suffering on earth and temptation. Oh, yeah. And
yeah. And what makes it even more complicated is this idea of, like, Jesus being God too. Right?
Right.
So that throws, like, what does even that
mm-hmm.
look like? And but to know that the scriptures were put on earth for us to understand the stories, the big ideas, hey, there's a reason why this is there. These are not made to, this is not a spell book. This is a story of God's love for humanity book, you know? Mm-hmm. And to understand that, I think if you and I, especially guys, if you're listening, man, you need to, you got to figure out how to get alone, get to a place, get to a moment, do something that seems so out there, like Jesus did with John, getting baptized mm-hmm. by him, where you create a moment where you allow the Spirit of God to open up heaven, to come down and to speak to you and just say, you are my son, you're chosen, marked by my love, you're the delight of my life. I think that is the beginning of being a guy. Your identity is secure. So that means regardless of job losses, being single, maybe being single again, heartbreak, making poor financial decisions, finding yourself stuck, having health issues you don't understand, getting into a funk, having just a hard season where you don't know if you're depressed or not, looking back at your life and going, that's all the things I wanted to do, and finding yourself that you haven't done. Just understanding that even inside of you, you have to remember, you cannot tell your soul, like, hey, one day you're going to be proud. Not right now, but one day I'm going to make myself proud. Like, You know, yeah. Like I've always thought it, the phrase, maybe it's just because it's in the English language and that's not my native language. But the idea of like, you know, when people say, oh, you know, I'm really proud of myself about, and they say this, mm-hmm. I've always thought that's so strange. I'm like, that just sounds so weird.
Why? I'm curious.
Because it's always connected to something they do.
Oh, not because of who they are.
Right. You know, well, I was proud of myself because I said no to this. I was proud of myself because I said, yeah. I was proud of myself because I was proud.
Yeah.
How about you just be proud of who you are?
Yeah. Man, I'm guilty of that one, I think.
Yeah, because you've been taught that, and mm-hmm. we've been taught that. It's like, no. Here's how it works. You're killing it on the outside, and if you're killing it on the outside, you're killing it inside. Mm-hmm. You're happy inside. You're satisfied inside. It's actually the other way around. If you're not happy, satisfied, loved, purposed, fully alive inside, there is no killing it outside mm-hmm. in anything you're doing. There's none of that.
Yeah,
that's just all fake. Because you'll want more and more and more and more of that, and that will kill you. Not kill it. That'll actually kill you. That'll actually destroy who you are. And that'll drain on your self-worth. And so hopefully this has been helpful. Yeah.
I'm proud of you. This was a great podcast.
Shut up.
Great podcast.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Proud of yourself.
And I don't know if you can tell, friends, but I'm rolling my eyes so hard that you can see my brain.
I can
see my brain.
I can't see your brain. That would be bad.
That would be bad. You know that whole idea about us knowing all things? Yeah. Did we say this in this podcast?
Possibly, but if not, just to clarify, we just know all things.
We know all things. And yeah. By all things, we mean no things. All right, guys. Yeah. This was fun for us. I guess this is part two, somewhat of an episode connected to parenting, fatherhood, being...
Yeah. We haven't come up with the title of it yet, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. All to say, we are proud of you.
We are so proud of you for
listening. Are just so prideful.
We'll be so proud of you if you share and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will. No. We're just proud that
we're just proud that you're here.
Yeah.
And with us.
Yes. All right, friends.
Totally missed the point.
I know. Yes. Awesome. We'll see you guys. Hey, love you guys. Yes.